Welcome to WP Coffee Talk. Thank you to our sponsor, Helix Managed WordPress Hosting, for both their sponsorship and hosting our site, WPCoffeeTalk.com. Now on to our episode. Welcome to the next edition, the next episode of WP Coffee Talk. Today, I am speaking to, I like to call him a good friend of mine. A minute ago, before we got on the air, he said, wait, do we know each other? So maybe he doesn't think as highly of me as I do of him. But we'll find out. Anyway, today I've got from, looks like sunny Pennsylvania, my friend Paul Euler. How are you, Paul?
I'm doing good, Michelle. How are you doing today?
Good. But you know what happens to me is when I talk to you, I've never lived in the South, but when I talk to you, I start to sound to my own ears like I'm speaking in a Southern drawl. So if anybody's listening and they're like, why is Michelle suddenly sounding like she's from Kentucky? It's because I am very easily persuaded by your accent, Paul. It doesn't happen with just anybody, but it happens with you. My sister lives in Kentucky, and I don't do that with her, but I do it with you.
Now, when I go back home, they tell me I talk like a Yankee, but I don't know.
You sound pretty Southern to me from Rochester, New York, up here. And I know I have what they call the flat A from Rochester. They say everybody that like wants to mimic me says Rochester like that. I don't hear it, but I'm sure everybody else does. Anyway, I draw the line at y'all. I never say y'all because I'm not Southern, so it just sounds insincere coming from me. You know, I'm more of a you guys kind of thing from the North here, but whatever. Anyway.
I've lived in Western Pennsylvania enough that every once in a while a yin slips out.
Oh, my goodness. Yins. Yins, yins ready to go?
Yeah.
So, Paul, you and I have known each other, I want to say, since maybe my first ever WordCamp Buffalo. So, probably we're talking like maybe 2014, 15, right around that time?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. And you followed me on Twitter, and I was like, who's this Pappy Euler guy? And now there's always big hugs whenever I see you in person at a WordCamp. So, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, I live in just north of Pittsburgh now. In the past of, well, I was born in Buffalo. So, and I lived there long enough to be a lifelong Bills and Sabres fan. And then we moved to Roanoke, Virginia, which is where I call home. That's where my daddy was from.
That's where your accent's from too, I think.
Yeah. I lived there until probably 85 when I went to college down in Georgia, and I lived there for 4 years, and then I married a woman from Western Pennsylvania, and since we had kids and all, that's where I'm still at. Been here since 89 now.
That's quite a while.
So, yeah. So the I still call Roanoke home.
But the yins comes because you've been there a long time.
Yeah. I've got y'all and yins, and it just depends who I'm talking to as to what comes out.
That's so funny. And then if you come to Buffalo, you'll hear you guys all the time, because that's what we say up here.
Yep.
So what do you do? You didn't tell us what you do with WordPress.
Basically, I assemble websites, and then I manage them. I'm not a designer. I'm not a developer. I can monkey around a little bit with code, but usually I get fatal error signs if I monkey around too much. Design, I like to play with CSS, but that's about it. But
okay,
trying to put the pieces together just doesn't work for me. But then once I get a site put together, I manage it. So most of my clients right now are just recurring clients. I manage the sites for them. Some of them I do everything. They send me, they say, hey, I need this put on the website, and I put it up. Some of them, they just go, and all I do is whenever anything needs updated, I update it.
There you go. And that Pennsylvania just came out when you said needs updated. I love it. Because in Rochester, we always say to be updated, needs to be. But you're from Pennsylvania. You guys drop those unnecessary words. I love it.
Yeah. Ain't no sense wasting words.
There you go. So most people, I say, show me your mug. I'm going to ask you, plural, show me your mugs, because I know you've got two of them.
I've got one that's got a little bit of coffee on. Can't drink too much coffee today at this time of day, but it's my Grateful Dead mug.
Get it close to the camera so we can see it. Oh, there you go. Okay. Very nice.
And then I've got my water mug, which is my Bubba mug.
That's quite the mug. I'm glad to hear that the big one's the water and the small one's the coffee, yeah, and not the other way around.
There was a time when it probably would have been the other way around, but I used to drink coffee all day long, but the older I get, the less I'm able to do that. Yeah. I'll probably regret having this cup of coffee later tonight, but
I had a cup of coffee about an hour ago, so I'm not drinking coffee right now myself. I'll show you my mug in a minute, but first I want to ask you, if you have a Grateful Dead mug, and I did see your t-shirt a little while ago, it's got a VW bus on it.
Yep.
Is it safe to call you a hippie?
Yeah, I'm an old hippie.
There you go.
Yeah, in the late 70s, my hair was about halfway down my back and had a big bushy beard, and my eyes were usually glowing red. I don't know why that was, but you know.
We'll leave that part off.
Yeah.
We won't pursue that. Well, let me show you what I'm drinking out of tonight, because you'll recognize this. This is my Word Camp Pittsburgh.
Oh, yeah. I've got one of those.
I'm sure you do. So this was what I spoke at Word Camp Pittsburgh, your first one, which was 2016. So it's been 3 years already.
Yeah.
So that was my, and I've got water, as you can see. It could be vodka, but it's not. It's water. One of these days, though, I had wine the other day. One of these days, I'm going to bring in a flask and just let people guess what I'm drinking. But I like my etched glass. I keep it here in the office, and we got the water cooler here. And once in a while, I break it out, and I don't break it, but I break it out and drink from it and have good memories of that. Yeah. And we also got luggage tags from you guys, because we had our speaker dinner at this Maker Center where they did all this wood etching and glass etching. And so the tag that I have is on my backpack all the time. I called it a knapsack the other day, and people younger than us were like, what's a knapsack? So it's on my backpack, and it's got a WAPU on it. It's got my name, my phone number, and people are always asking me, where did you get that? So you had to be a speaker at Word Camp Pittsburgh 2016.
I think that was one of the coolest speaker dinners I've ever been to. I'm not saying just because I was an organizer that year, but I mean, that was a cool speaker dinner.
A couple years ago at Word Camp Rochester, we had a taco bar because I remember having the taco bar that night at your camp, at Word Camp Pittsburgh speaker dinner. So it's like, hey, we could do that too. And so we did. Yep. Yeah. It's good stuff. Good stuff. So tell us how you got started with WordPress. I don't actually know your WordPress origin story, so let me know.
Well, I started building websites in 1999, and I was using FrontPage. And I graduated from that to Dreamweaver, still building them all just by HTML. And that right around that time is when CSS really started coming out. I started following Eric Meyer, and he's still one of my heroes. Even though he's not WordPress, he's like, some of the stuff he's been through in his personal life is so similar. And he's one of my heroes. But anyways, I wanted to get a little bit better with my stuff. I was starting to get some clients. I was doing a lot of churches, and I was experimenting with PHP Nuke and Post Nuke and several of the different kind of Nuke sites. And somebody said, there's this thing that just came out called WordPress. And I said, well, I'm going to give it a try. And I think it was like the second release of WordPress. It wasn't the very first, but it was like a couple months after. And I jumped on, and I've been WordPress ever since. And I just decided this works for me. And I was customizing it in my own hacky way before themes were even out, because themes weren't even part of the original WordPress. And
yeah,
but I was figuring out ways to do it.
That's awesome. I remember working in FrontPage. I remember somebody gave me a CD with a bootleg copy of Dreamweaver on it that I never could get working right, so I kept working with FrontPage. And then, I've been working in WordPress a while. The worst site I ever inherited was .NET Nuke. If anybody ever comes to me and says, do you think you can manage the site? And I say, what's it in? And I've helped people with Wix and Weebly and Squarespace and whatever. If that's their platform and they need some help, I'm happy to help them.
Yep.
But when somebody says it's .NET Nuke, I say, oh, no.
Nope.
I won't go back there. That was a nightmare.
Yeah, so. Those nuke sites were something else. And
they're still around.
Yeah.
Which is crazy. Yeah, no, I'm with you. I'm all on the WordPress bandwagon. I haven't been at it as long as you have with WordPress, but I'm definitely on the WordPress bandwagon.
I had a probably a 6-year stretch where I was kind of in neutral. I didn't learn anything. It was during the time that my late wife had passed away. And even before that, I was gotten real involved in photography for the race, dirt track racing. Yeah. And we were actually traveling around the country shooting for some of the motorsports magazines. And so I just didn't keep up with WordPress. I didn't even know there was such a thing as a community. And so when I got back into it, it had changed so much. I was still doing my sites, but just the bare minimum. And I wish I would have kept up with it, because then I think I'd be a lot further along than I am right now. But I'm happy, so.
Yeah, you're making a living. Things are going well. I see you at camp, speaking at camp, so it can't be that bad, right?
That's right.
When you look at other people's sites, and now I'm not disparaging anybody, of course, but when you look at other sites, and especially if you kind of look across a whole bunch of sites, what do you think it is that when we're building sites today that people aren't paying enough attention to or focusing enough energy on that would take that site from being a good site to being a great site?
It's amazing to me how many sites I see that still are not mobile ready, responsive. Mm-hmm. I've looked at, I don't know, several sites that people have sent me to lately. You look at them on your phone and it's so tiny that you have to blow it up and then you scroll them back and forth. And that amazes me. And then accessibility. I've gotten more aware of that. I'm not the best at it yet, but I try to make sure that I have at least some options in there to keep it as accessible as possible. And I see a lot of people just don't care about that.
Yeah. And I've said this before on the show, and it may be in episodes that haven't aired to this point yet, but it's so much easier to build a site with accessibility in mind than to go back and retrofit a site and try to make it accessible. Absolutely. I mean, of course, both are possible, but if you do it as part of the process, it comes naturally. And then you end up with something that you can be assured is at least mostly where it needs to be with accessibility in mind.
Absolutely. One other thing that really bugs me is I just took over a site and they had pictures all over their site. They were 3 and 4 megabytes in size and they were just using HTML to resize it. And they said, well, that's, why is it too big? So there's so many people that just don't get that whole picture is loading and it's using up resources, especially on mobile.
Yeah. I resized it to 300 pixels wide. Why is it so slow to load?
Yes, exactly. Exactly.
Can you fix that for me?
It took me, I did a backup of their site before I started working on it, and it took 14 hours to back up the site.
Oh, my goodness.
The site was over 5 gigabytes.
Wow.
I've never seen a WordPress site that was over 5 gigabytes.
Have you installed something now that when they upload images will auto-resize them, like a Smush It or something? Yeah. I've seen customers like that in the past too. And a lot of artists want their things to be, but it doesn't need to be that big still.
No.
To show his artwork or photography for sure. That's awesome. No, those are really good points. And I appreciate that so much because accessibility is huge. The mobility issue, like most of the themes that we're using nowadays are mobile responsive, but every once in a while, somebody will pull something out that they used before and it's not mobile responsive or a site so old that it hasn't been updated. I had a customer just a couple years ago when I was freelancing, I built a mobile responsive site and they weren't happy. They wanted it to look on their phone just like it looked on the computer. And I tried to explain to them why that wasn't a good idea. And he was adamant. I mean, like swearing at me, like cursing at me, adamant. And I said, well, I don't even know how to turn it around and make it non-responsive, but I'll see what I can do. I'll get back to you sometime tomorrow. And in the meantime, he's like, well, I'm going to talk to my friend because he knows everything, you know? So the next day I get a text message from him, leave it the way it is. He said, you're right. A good site doesn't need to be pinched open or closed, folks. Does it fall?
I came across a WordPress site. I just browsing and came across the site. And I've got a little extension up in the top of my extension bar where it says, what's it built with? Yep, and I always look every once in a while. And it was using WordPress 3.2 or something And I'm like, why is anybody still that far behind? I mean, I get some of the people running 4.99 and they don't want to go to the 5.0 right. And there's good reasons, and I'm not going to get into that because that'll get my blood pressure going. But but to have 3.2, and that's one thing I try to tell people when I'm talking with them. If they've got an old WordPress site, I said, this is just dangerous. You're just asking to be hacked.
Yeah, it's amazing they haven't been.
There was one client I was talking to. It was a I do a site for one division of this. It's a church type camp. And so one of their other, I was talking to him about doing a site and they said, nah, we'll just do it. And I'm like, well, it's not really secure. And one morning they opened it up and they were a Chinese pharmacy.
Yep.
And
they're lucky they were a Chinese pharmacy, because I've seen other things happen to sites.
Yes. I had one of my sites hacked ever.
Yeah.
And it was when I was early days with WordPress, and it became a Nazi propaganda site.
Oh my goodness.
Heavy metal Nazi stuff. But I did backups and I had it fixed in about half an hour. So
I had somebody who became a customer because their site was hacked, and they're in my hometown and it's a dentist office. And they said, I know you work with WordPress. I think our website's been hacked. I said, what makes you think it's been hacked? Well, when you go to it, it's pornography. Well, yep.
That's a good sign.
That's a good sign it's been hacked.
Here's your sign.
And here's my hourly fee to fix it. For sure. What's something that you wish you had known when you started working with WordPress that you've learned since that might have made things a little bit easier along the way?
PHP.
Mm.
I still don't have, I mean, I can read it and figure out a little bit of what's going on, but it's still, there's something inside this old brain of mine that just, it doesn't click. And I wish I had a good understanding of PHP before I started, because that would have changed a lot too. It would have let me do a lot more of the coding stuff.
Yeah, for sure. You've heard me joke about PHP at WordCamp, some things about the fact that it seems really to make a lot of sense that there's a ton of question marks, because I just don't get it.
Yeah.
Like, it's all a big question to me, but it's on my bucket list of things to learn is PHP.
Yeah.
So that I can get a little bit better too. That's great. When you think back over all the different WordCamps, meetups that you've been to, is there a pivotal moment or an inspirational moment, something where the aha came on, or you learned something that just, you know, really made a difference in your WordPress journey or your life?
The biggest one was a conference that was in, it was a WordPress conference, but it wasn't a WordCamp. Mm-hmm. I can't even remember the name of it now. It was in Minneapolis. And it was the first type of WordPress conference I'd ever gone to. And I didn't realize just what the WordPress community was. Mm-hmm. And being there at that conference, and I was talking to different people that I followed on Twitter, but just because I'd maybe read one of their books or something like that. And it's like, well, these people are just like, they care, you know? And so that was a major turning point. That's when I decided this community thing is something I can get involved in. And that was the major turning point.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. I think my first WordCamp, which was WordCamp Buffalo, 2014, I think it was that for me. So
yeah.
I felt like an outsider. Like, what am I even doing here? And by the end of the day, I was like, this is amazing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
It was, and the another key thing was the keynote speaker at our first Pittsburgh WordCamp, Rich. He talked about the people of WordPress, and that just brought it all home to me. That was like, yeah, this is where it's at. And that was really big with me for a while.
That's Rich Robenkoff, I think.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. And that's still one of the best talks I think I've heard. It's stuck with me the most. And except yours is super cool too.
Well, thank you. but I agree. Rich's was really, it was up there. It was phenomenal. I agree. And it made you realize that these camps happen, but that we're all interconnected, which is so cool. And the more and more you get involved with WordPress, the more you realize how true that is through talking to people on Slack, on, you know, Facebook groups, on Twitter, things like that, and how it's a big, huge world, but it's really a small community.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that about it.
I've started to see a little bit, I mean, maybe this is just my perspective, but I'm starting to see a little bit of elitism. It seems like there seems to be a certain circle that they're the cool kids, and that didn't used to be. It used to be everybody was all the same, and now there's this click I'm seeing like that. I don't know. That just bugs me, but I try not to get involved with that. And a couple of them I used to be friends with, and I still follow them, but not like I used to, and I don't interact, because to me that's not what the community's about. The community's about regular people, and
They need to Pac-Man that group, don't they?
Yes,
they need
exactly. To open it back up. Exactly.
Yeah, I love that Pac-Man. I'm not I mentioned it at WordCamp Kent. I am certainly not the person who originated that. I just carried it on. But for anybody listening who doesn't know what that means, Paul, tell us what Pac-Manning means.
When you're in a group, always leave one spot that somebody else can come in and join that spot. And then when you get that spot filled, shift around a little bit again. So then there's a spot again for somebody to come in and join you. Don't be a closed circle.
Right. There should always be a room for to walk in and see people's faces, not walk around and only see the backs of their heads.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've heard that since you mentioned it at WordCamp Kent, I've heard that several times since then, different people mentioning it. And I'm like, yeah, that is great.
Yeah. Some people have retweeted it from that camp too, and it's kind of got some legs, which is great. I said, I don't even know who originated it. I know I've heard it several times, but I'm certainly happy to carry that on, because it makes a difference to the people who are newer or shyer, and really want to be involved but aren't sure how to put themselves in those groups. So just keep it open, folks, and let people join you.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm believe it or not, I'm horribly shy and an introvert, and it's hard for me to walk up to people. But if there's an opening, once I get to know you, I can talk, and I'm just fine. But it's just that initial getting involved is really hard for me sometimes.
And sometimes people will know one or two people in the group, but if there's no room, they won't join it. But if there's a big group of people, you know somebody, you might be more likely to walk up to the group if there's an opening for you.
Right.
So. And be the person that invites people. So if you see somebody by themselves, say, hey, come over and talk with us. We're just shooting the breeze or having a chat or whatever. Yeah. But to be welcoming, absolutely. And I think that we, as a greater community, definitely have that mindset, but we don't always remember to do things like that. So it's good. It's a good little reminder once in a while.
Yeah.
For sure. So tell us, go ahead.
I think it's where I've seen it the hardest to implement sometime was the 1 year I went to WordCamp US, because so many people were seeing friends that's the only time they see is at the WordCamp US. And so they were so excited to see their friends that they all closed up and there wasn't room to jump in. And that's where it needs to be, especially at the big ones, at the big camps.
And that's, if I remember correctly, that was the WordCamp US where you and I were texting each other saying, there's no room to sit down here, so don't come. Because you and I both have mobility issues, right? Yeah. So I walk, it's very hard for me to walk or to stand long periods of time. So if I'm going to an event and there's no place for me to sit down, I'm not going to go to the event.
Yeah.
And you and I have each other's backs on that one.
Yeah. Yep.
Which is awesome, yeah. Which reminds me too, so if it's okay to talk about that a little bit, we talk about accessibility, meaning our websites are accessible to people who have any range of, different abilities from us. So whether they're blind or deaf, or they have, difficulty using keyboards or whatever it is, that our websites are accessible and that it's that WordPress is accessible for them to build websites. One of the things that I talk about, and I think I mentioned it in WordCamp Kent as well, is all of our venues need to be ADA friendly and accessible for people who aren't necessarily even in wheelchairs. Because I, like I said, at WordCamp US last year, if I'd been in a wheelchair, life would have been grand. But there was so much walking. And for somebody who uses a cane and has mobility issues that way, if I have to walk a long distance and I don't have any other way to get there, I'm in a pickle.
Yeah. That's where I am. And there's a lot of things I haven't done or gone to because there's so much walking involved. And I've got a really bad back in addition to a couple of other problems. And it just makes it really hard to walk a far distance. And that's one of the reasons WordCamp Kent's one of my favorite WordCamps is because everything is right there.
Right together all on one floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, WordCamp US this year at the America Center in St. Louis is much more compact and put together, like location-wise, and it's going to be much easier for people like you and me to appreciate it. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'm actually going to be writing an article on it pretty soon, so cool. I'll let you know when it comes out.
I'd love to go to that one. I've never been to St. Louis. I'd love to go to it, but I'd really like to find a WordPress company or something that just needs somebody to represent them. So I'm putting it out there. If you got a WordPress company and you need somebody to represent you at WordCamp US, I'll do it. I'll do whatever you want me to do if I get to go to WordCamp US.
You heard it here. Sponsor Paul to go to WordCamp US. He will rep your table for you.
Yep.
Awesome. I know I've seen you give some talks at WordCamps over the years, and you've attended quite a few WordCamps over the years too. What's the favorite talk that you've given? What are some things that you really like to teach about?
I think my favorite talk was the one I did. I think I did it at both Buffalo and Kent. Was it 2 years ago, maybe? About how to have an emergency readiness plan.
I like that one too.
You just never think about. And what really got me thinking about it was when I had a heart attack. And I mean, I was unable to do anything. And I didn't really have a good plan for what to do. And so I've been working and I continue to work on it to make sure that I have all different aspects of what to do if I get hit by a bus. I mean, that's, you got to have something in plan because I've got a lot of clients that would just be stuck. They don't even know how to access their site because of the type of maintenance I do for them. And so I've got to have somebody who can be my emergency go-to person. So yeah, that's probably my favorite talk.
Somebody has to have the keys to your kingdom.
Yeah.
Somebody you trust.
Yep.
Absolutely. I have heard you give that talk maybe twice even now. And I agree. That's a great talk. It really resonates, especially for people who are freelancers and it's all sitting on their laptop behind some kind of a firewall.
Right.
Password or whatever. So.
Yeah. I mean, my business is me.
Right.
That's it. And I mean, I don't have assistants even. I have people that maybe I'll get to I can't think of the word I'm trying to say, but they'll do some work for me. But I mean, the business is mine. Right. And yeah.
And you know, it's great. Your wife is Debbie, correct?
Yes.
And it's great that Debbie might know all those things, but if she's your spouse and you're the one having the heart attack, she's not responding to your work email.
Right, exactly.
She's got other things on her mind than your business at that particular moment in time. So so it can't just be your spouse.
No. What I'm really working on is to have one person that she could contact and just say, something's happened. We need to put emergency plan into action. And
yep. We should work on a site together called the WP Buddy System.
Yeah.
Where people can go to find other people they can trust and share those details like a bulletin board for, hey, help me out.
Yeah. Yeah. Because really when you're sitting here in your own little world, sometimes you think, who can I reach out to?
Exactly.
And that gets to me a lot, not just for that, but even just for mental health reasons. I'm sitting here all by myself and I don't get around a lot. And, you know, sometimes it's something like this is great, having face-to-face conversation with somebody. And I love this.
Exactly. You know, every once in a while, I don't do it as often as I should I don't think of it as often as I should. Every once in a while, I'll ping you and just say, hey, Paul, how you doing?
Yeah.
But it's probably once or twice a year. It isn't as often as it should be. But one of the things I talked about in Ken is we all need to do that for each other more.
Yeah.
And just make sure that we're reaching out and having that human contact. Because so many of us work alone. Yeah.
And I've heard a couple of really tragic stories just in the last couple of months of people that were in Slack groups I was in that all of a sudden they weren't there and we found out, you know, they were gone.
Yeah.
And that's sad because, you know, maybe if somebody knew we could have checked in and.
Yeah, exactly.
Just been that one day where we said, hey, you know, I'm here for you.
Exactly. And just kind of be there for each other. Because when we are in the depths of depression, we don't reach out for help. But we really hope that somebody reaches out to us.
Exactly.
You know, and I've been there. You know, I was a freelancer for years and I dealt with depression and anxiety. And, you know, I'm doing really well now. But there were times when it was pretty bleak.
Yeah.
And it was other people reaching out to me that really helped me see that it wasn't just me.
Yep.
And I wasn't alone. So, absolutely. No, that's great. Can I get into my rapid fire questions with you?
Okay, sure.
Okay. So of course, as I always say, I will ask them quickly because they are quick questions, but you take as much time as you need to answer them. Okay.
Okay.
So if you are showing somebody, you're talking to somebody who's building their first website, whether they're building it for themselves or somebody else, what are two or three plugins that you would recommend?
Okay. Always for me, it'd be Updraft Plus to start with. To get backups. That's become my favorite backup tool. And so that one's just a give me. Install that one and then do a backup before you do anything else so that at least you've got a starting point from where you were. And then I always recommend Gravity Forms. It's my favorite Gravity. I've just forms. There's so many things you can do with it. I've got clients that use it that they only sell one or two classes. So they don't need the full WooCommerce or something like that. Gravity Forms can handle that, and it integrates with several checkout systems. So Gravity Forms is definitely one. I work with a lot of churches or nonprofits, so Give is always right up there. I got to mention that one. I just saw that up there, and I'm like, it's not on my list, but I've got that stuff.
I like to shout it out. It's always nice when somebody else does.
And it's really good. I was having trouble with a couple of sites just, I think, a week ago or something. And Ben helped me figure some things out. And before Devin has actually sat down when he was in Pittsburgh, sat down with my laptop, opened it up and got into the coding and fixed an issue for me. I mean, that was cool. I mean, if I wasn't already sold on Give, that sold me on it right there. I mean,
I love our team. It's like, you know, you think about Gravity Forms, you might not know a single name of people that I don't know any. I mean, I'm sure they're out there. I hope if you're listening to Gravity Forms, please reach out to me because I want to know you, but I don't know the people at Gravity Forms. Yeah. Whereas a lot of the other plugins I do because I see them places, they're speaking. But when it comes to Give, we're all out there and we really want you to succeed. So you can reach out to any one of us anytime.
Yep. And then the other one I always put on every single site and I tell people put it on is WordFence for security. And there's a couple of security plugins out there, but, and then I guess there's a couple of SEO plugins. Yoast, of course, is the big one. I use SEO Studio from WP Studio with Benjamin Bradley.
Very good. That's awesome.
Those are my main go-tos. Of course, I use Akismet for help control the spam.
Yeah, what I love about Akismet too is that it's kind of a sliding scale: pay what you can or pay what you Yeah, they really got,
I did the yearly, I don't know what they call it, if it's a corporate plan or developer plan. So, I mean, I just pay one set fee and it covers all my sites. It doesn't matter how many I've got going.
Yeah, that's great.
And it's a good, it works.
It does. It does. It cuts down on that spam and helps you control it much better.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What, at any point during your WordPress journey, so you've been working with WordPress a lot, so for many years, I mean, at any point in your WordPress journey, have you had a mentor? Whether it was, you know, official mentor or just somebody who kind of took you under their wing or taught you something, and who was it?
The first few years, I didn't have anybody. I was just kind of figuring it out as I went. There was the name of a guy, I can't remember his name now. It was one of the first theme writers and followed him quite well and used to talk to him. He'd help me with some ideas. Mm-hmm. But in the last 7-8 years, I've had 4 people that they may not even realize I consider them mentors, but mm-hmm. it's Nathan Ingram, mm-hmm. Benjamin Bradley, Carrie Dills, and Rebecca Gill.
Wonderful.
I mean, all of them have helped me with so many things. And Carrie really helped me at a time when I was really down, was just feeling I didn't have any place in the community. And she reached out to me, and that impacted me more than I think she could even realize. But
that was
a big moment. And then Nathan, with all of his teaching and stuff, and then Benjamin the same way. Mm-hmm. And I can email Benjamin. I'm one of the members, founding members of his WP studio that he's got. And I mean, I just can't say enough. I've gotten to meet him in person, and yeah, he's definitely a mentor.
That's awesome. What's something, or wait, one of my favorite questions. Take off the table everybody you already mentioned, because we know that you admire them. Tell me somebody else that you admire in the WordPress community and why.
Darn, I had Benjamin down as my answer to this question.
But you know a ton of people. There's got to be a couple other good ones out there.
Yeah. You for sure. Just because you're Wonder Woman. I mean...
Well, I like Wonder Woman. I like to pretend I'm Wonder Woman, that's for sure.
And I mean, I really admire some and the way you're always going, and that's, yeah, I admire that. So
thank you.
I'd put you up at the top of that list.
Oh, you're very sweet.
Brad Williams would be another one with,
he's a dynamo, Web Dev Studios.
Yeah. Yeah. I met him in Buffalo, and when he was there and had a giant chicken wing on his head, I'm like, this dude's okay in my book.
I remember that. Yeah, and he actually took the train from Philadelphia to Rochester so he could continue to work the whole way there.
And
he's pretty awesome.
For somebody that's the head of this, what I consider a pretty big company.
Yeah.
We've always talked, and whenever we're at some place, he'll take time out and talk. And so, yeah, I really admire and respect Brad.
Yeah, he's awesome. What's something that you would like to learn in WordPress but haven't learned yet? And you mentioned PHP, so I'm going to guess that's at least one of them.
Yeah, that's one of them. And the other one would be WPCLI.
Yes.
I know it stands for something command line, but I don't understand anything about command line. And I'd love to do it because I understand that, like, in cases of emergency, you can get into your site and fix stuff with that mm-hmm. that you can't any other way. And so I really need to learn something about that.
I'll tell you what, there have been WordPress or WordCamps where I sit through a session on WPCLI, not because I understand it or want to learn how to use it better, but because I have no idea what it is, and I'm hoping at least something will rub off on me while I'm sitting there and learn a little bit more about it, because it is fascinating.
Yeah.
But it's also overwhelming if you really aren't living in that world. And so I agree. I think the PHP and the WPCLI, which is, I think stands for command line interface.
Yes.
I agree. Those are both good things.
I've gone to several WordCamp talks on CLI, and none of them are for beginners. It's telling about all this amazing stuff you can do. And I'm like, yeah, I've gone in and saying, well, maybe something will, but I'd love to have one. Like, this is your very first introduction to WP CLI, and this is how you get into it, and this is where you start. And that's what I'd like to hear.
I need the WP CLI for Dummies book.
Exactly. Exactly.
And if there isn't one, would somebody please write it? That's awesome. What's one of the biggest WordPress mistakes you've ever made, and what did you learn from it?
I backed up the wrong backup to a website, and suddenly one of my church sites became a racetrack site.
Oh, no.
And
yeah, who can get to Jesus faster?
Yeah, and I only had one person that actually caught it while it was like that, but they said, why are we doing the Raceway website on our website now? I'm like, give me a couple minutes. And so from that, I have two takeaways. Make sure that my backups are all clearly labeled so that I'm not looking at just some random string of letters and stuff. And then my other takeaway is, don't work and do something like that at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's always good. And
I have real trouble with insomnia. And so sometimes I used to be real bad at this. I'd work all night long, and I don't care who you are. You're just not at your best when you're working at 3 in the morning. And
oh, but Paul, the jokes that just came through my head. Can you imagine the URLs you could have for that if it was a racetrack / church website? Hurryupjesus.com. Jesus in the cockpit, or whatever. Yep. Whatever. I don't know anything about racing. You're the racing guy.
Yeah.
In the pit crew. Jesus is on my pit crew. Oh, we could go on forever. That looks like a lot of fun.
Jesus, take the wheel.
There you go. Exactly. And that one already exists.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I love it. I'll probably think of 10 more later and I'll Slack them to you. I love it. Okay, so what's your proudest WordPress moment? Let's move away from when we make mistakes and go the opposite end. What's your proudest WordPress moment?
When I gave my first WordCamp talk at WordCamp Kent, that was hard for me, so far out of my comfort zone. And when I did that, I felt like, I don't even know how to say it. It felt like I had arrived in WordPress world. I mean, I know I'd been part of the community before that, but that was just, to be able to say, yeah, I'm a WordCamp speaker, that was the moment that was the proudest for me.
That's awesome. What did you talk about that one? You knew I was going to ask, and you're like, oh, man, why did she ask? It just left my mind.
Exactly.
If you don't remember, tell me later.
I don't remember right now.
That's okay. The overwhelming feeling of acceptance pushed that topic right out of your head.
Yeah.
That's awesome. If you weren't working in WordPress or in web at all, what's another career you might like to attempt? And I think I know what it is, but I'm waiting to see what you say.
If my back and health would allow it, it'd be being a motorsports photographer.
I knew it. That's exactly what I was going to say.
I love doing that. I mean, with the couple of years that I got to travel around the country and go to different dirt tracks, follow the World of Outlaws, that was so much fun. And yeah. I would love to do it. And unfortunately, the way we were doing it, motorsports magazines don't really pay a whole lot, but I got to travel for free and I got to get into the races for free. So yeah. My late wife and I, we both were just nuts about racing. So that was just bonus in itself. But
that's awesome. And you are a great photographer. I've seen a lot of your work. And to be able to take a picture of a vehicle that's moving that quickly and with the precision that you do, it's a true talent.
I'd probably not be good at it now because it's been several years since I've been able to do it. And
my guess is a comeback to you.
Yeah, but the timing, it's hard to get that timing. And I tried to do like portraits and stuff like that after I couldn't do the stand in the infield. It's harder for me to take pictures of things sitting still than it was to take pictures of cars going 100 miles an hour. And but when a lot of times, and when I was doing that, I was in the infield of these racetracks, and some of them are just open. There's nothing between the infield and the cars, and so cars start spinning out, and they're coming right at you. And when all of the other photographers said, all we have to do is outrun Paul, I knew it was time to quit doing it, because...
Yep, exactly. Oh, that's awesome. I love it. That's great. What's something on your bucket list?
I've got two things, really.
Okay.
One time, I would love to follow Dead & Company, which is the current iteration of Grateful Dead, on one of their summer tours. Just follow them, just like the old Deadheads used to do. Just go from city to city and just camp out with the Deadheads. And I would love to do that. And another one would be to go to every major league and minor league baseball park in America. Oh, I love baseball. Cool. And I used to have a good start on some of the major league parks, and well, in a lot of minor league parks, but I don't think maybe only one or two of the parks that I've been to are even still in existence. So those cities I'd have to go back to now and do them again. But
exactly. Exactly. Oh, that's cool though. That's a great, I like that. That's awesome. Show us or tell us about one of your hidden talents that people in the WordPress community might not know about you.
That one, I have a hard time. I guess I'm good at trivia. There's no way to show that, I guess, but I'm pretty good at trivia games. I played Jeopardy every night. I'd do pretty good with that. And of course, that's awesome. Just sitting in my living room. If I was there in person, they'd call up every category that I have no idea about. But yeah. I love going to like trivia games, playing Trivial Pursuit or some of the other, especially anything that's happened from like the 1950s through the 1990s, 2000s, I nail those ones usually pretty good.
That's awesome. Now, do you know that, I don't know if you have them, but I have the Amazon Echo now, and you can, there's trivia games you can play on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like player to player, and there's music games you can play on it too. There's song quiz, and you could pick your decade.
Oh,
and
really?
It's so much fun.
I haven't found that one yet.
Yeah.
I was doing one, and I mean, they were asking me stuff like, I don't know, Puff Daddy Pink Pink or something like that. I was like, I don't know who that is. And
I love that. Okay. Puff Daddy Pink Pink is my new favorite tweet. And that's going up as soon as we get offline. Don't ask Paul about rappers or he'll answer Puff Daddy Pink Pink. Oh, that's great. I love it. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share with us before we find out how to get in touch with you?
Nothing I can think about. Believe it or not, I guess one thing that, and this is something that maybe people didn't know about me, but I used to be a pastor, a youth minister. That's what I went to college for, was to be in the ministry. And even though I consider myself a deadhead and an old hippie, the ministry part's never far away. So that's something that will always be top of my list for everything. I kid around about a lot of stuff and I make jokes, but when it comes down to it, my faith is the most important thing in my life.
Jesus really is at the wheel.
Yes, he is.
Did you know that my undergraduate degree is also in religion and philosophy and I studied for the ministry?
I think I remember us talking about that one time at Roberts Wesleyan, right?
That's right. It was a good memory. Yeah. That's where I went to school. Yep. Yeah. My path has gone a lot of different directions since then, but I still marry people on the regular. So I do one or two weddings a year. So that's a lot of fun.
Cool.
Very cool. So tell people, how can they find you online? Your Twitter, your website, Instagram.
Okay. Online, I've got two websites, oilercreative.com, and then my own personal website that I'm trying to get to a lot more personal writing is pauloiler.online.
Okay, very good.
And then on Facebook, you can find me. I'm Steeler Dirt Freak is my regular, and Oiler Creative is my business Facebook mm-hmm. site. On Twitter, I'm at Pappy Oiler. And I don't really do it. I'm on Instagram, but I don't do a whole lot with it. I should probably, but I just don't. And, but Pappy Oiler, that my granddaughter calls me Pappy. And so that's how I chose that moniker. And it's just stuck. And everybody in WordPress land now knows me as Pappy. So that's I stay with it.
I love it. Well, it's been fun talking to you today. My face hurts a little bit from all the smiling and laughing, but that's a good thing. It's always fun to see you at a WordCamp and to get one of those Pappy Oiler hugs. I love those.
Yeah.
And so thank you so much for being with us today. And
thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure. And we'll see you out there in the WordPress community.
Okay. I can't wait.
Bye.
Bye.